Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Laura from Opinion Research, a national survey firm. We're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and in which county do you currently reside?
Cameron.
Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official,
no,
or actively involved in campaigns?
No.
Okay.
You're both
thinking about past thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often?
Democrat.
Republican, Democrat. Okay.
Democrat.
On a scale of zero to ten, with zero mean not at all interested and 10 mean extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for president and Congress.
Probably a 9 or 10.
Which one do you lean towards most?
Okay,
9 or 10?
10.
Okay. And on most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups for each one. Please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, you can let me know. The Republican Party?
I've heard of it.
Never heard of it?
Yes, I have heard.
Or you have? Okay. And yes. What is your impression towards them? Strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, strong negative?
Somewhat negative.
Former President Donald Trump?
Very negative.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott?
Very negative.
Republican candidate for Senate Adam Hinojosa?
Somewhat. Well, not negative or positive. Neutral.
Okay, and Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Okay, did you say Ted Cruz?
No, Dan Patrick.
Oh, Dan Patrick?
Yes.
Neutral.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Very negative.
The Democratic Party?
The what?
The Democratic Party?
Not heard of it.
State Senator Morgan Lamantia?
Don't know him.
Vice President Kamala Harris?
Positive.
Okay. And if the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Republicans Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, Democrats Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
Democrats.
If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat, Ted Cruz, Republican, Ted Brown, Libertarian.
Allred, Democrat.
For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate for this part of Texas? Morgan Lamantia, Democrat, or Adam Hinojosa? And Robin Vargas, Green Party.
Not sure.
Do you think Morgan Lamantia has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
Not sure.
Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that makes you much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here's the first statement. Morgan broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family's beer business, creating a clear conflict of interest.
Negative. I mean, unlikely to vote for.
Okay. Morgan supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation surgeries.
Neither positive nor negative. Neither likely nor unlikely.
Okay. Adam trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and supports maintaining local police budgets.
Likely, good support.
Adam believes we must protect innocent lives and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers and their babies, and that's why he will provide better and more affordable hair care for our mothers and children.
Likely to support.
Morgan has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry.
Unlikely to support.
To prepare high school students for the job of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend to college.
Unlikely to support.
Morgan Tia doesn't support Second Amendment for gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans.
Likely to support.
Morgan voted to allow local prosecutors to pick and choose which laws they enforce and not require them to enforce all the laws on the books.
Unlikely to support.
Adam is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates small business, working hard to grow and revitalize Corpus Christi.
Neither likely nor unlikely to support. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Morgan authored a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars.
Likely to support.
Adam will pass a bill to cut property taxes.
Likely to support.
Adam supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs to prey upon our communities.
Neither support nor not support. Neutral.
Okay. Morgan supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines and to require people to wear masks.
Likely to support.
Adam knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
I'm not sure if I'm neither support nor not support, because I'm not sure exactly what all is.
But okay.
Believes.
Okay. Morgan opposed making a voter fraud to a felony level crime.
Unlikely to support.
Okay. Adam had tax liens filed against his businesses for a failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Unlikely to support.
Morgan is working against jobs in our area by supporting overreaching federal regulations on oil and gas productions in Texas.
Unlikely to support.
Okay. Morgan opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school.
Likely to support.
Adam has multiple businesses that have been sued on numerous occasions, and many of the cases were decided against Hinojosa and his companies.
Unlikely to support.
Adam will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race theory and gender modification and bring sanity back to our school's policies.
Likely to support.
Adam supports securing our border to protect our families.
Likely to support.
Morgan voted against ending so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races or ethnicities are superior to others.
Unlikely to support.
Morgan is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rates increasing, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session.
Unlikely to support.
Morgan is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual questioning queer advocacy group.
Read that again.
Morgan is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by a lesbian. Yes, is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual questioning queer advocacy group.
I'll support pornography, but it depends on who determined that what's considered pornography, I guess. If it's teaching all sorts of, I don't believe in the, I don't understand the question because I can't believe they have pornography in school libraries.
Okay.
So I don't want to answer the question at all.
I understand.
But I can't believe
and
that.
I understand, and I thank you so much for your time. We are almost done. Having heard more information about them, for which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Morgan Lamantia, Democrat. Adam Hinojosa, Republican. Robin Vargas, Green Party.
At this point, I don't know.
Now, just a few questions to make sure that we have a representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
1943.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
No.
And is your race Anglo, African-American, Asian, or some other race?
Anglo.
Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from blogs and emails, news sites on the Internet, newspapers, cable news networks, local TV news, social media such as Facebook or X?
Multiple medias.
Okay. And thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more Spanish language television or English television?
English only. I don't speak Spanish.
Okay. Which come closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? Local cable system, commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu, streaming over the internet without commercial, satellite dish or DirecTV through an antenna?
Local television. Second service.
Okay.
So,
okay. And which of these, if any, do you use next most often? The streaming services such as Hulu, over the internet without commercial, satellite dish, or DirecTV? Okay.
Internet.
And do you have an X account, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube?
No.
Neither?
None. I used to have Facebook, but I got hacked, so I don't have one anymore.
I see. And which of the following statements most closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Abortion should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Abortion should never be legal.
I think it should be available to the first 3 months of pregnancy.
Okay. This would conclude our survey. I thank you very much for your participation and time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.